Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Vesely, Big Dick Toledo. There they are. We're ready to go. And it's a tough one for us today, because this used to be the day where we would have chicks running all over the place with bananas in their cleavage. And man, this was MILF Day. This was the day before Mother's Day was MILF Day.
Remind me.
What happened to your mic?
Yeah, I don't know. Man, there we go.
You're broken.
There he
anyway,
is.
Yeah, MILF Day was usually today.
Son of a bitch.
I know. You never got to experience. No. Did you ever stay for one?
Well, no, I did, because that was the year I got divorced.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had me judge.
That's right. We were hoping maybe you could pull.
Yeah, but the problem is it was Mid-Oz X wife was the one that
won.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
And it turned out that one of your friends,
ex-wives,
was right. We found out. Well, you knew. You didn't tell us.
No, I found out when she walked in the door. I was like, no.
That's great.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
Till the whole thing was over. I was like, one of Brett's buddies, ex-wives. We're like, she's the champion. I think you were voting against her the whole time.
I totally did. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Totally illegal.
100%.
She ended up winning the whole thing.
I know. Damn it.
You didn't have to take the winner. Get the other ones.
Who was the...
we had a kind of a rough group that year. Because I seen some of the past pictures, and I was like, all right,
the milk contest
in.
That used to
that
be
wasn't
so much
Bert.
Fun.
No, it was...
Muse? Who was the guest that year?
No, it was... Caliendo's houseboy.
Oh,
was
Baxter.
It yeah.
It was you and Baxter.
Yeah.
Who else?
Someone came
Chewy.
Up.
Chewy, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
We didn't get
I think that's where the famous, I think it might have been Baxter, telling the girl that ended up winning it all, was you have a five head.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's
yep.
It.
That was
that's
it.
Right. He said something about a billboard advertising possibility on her forehead. It was tough to sit through that. And then the other, no, he didn't do it. The other girl said something about her forehead.
Oh, that's what it was.
They started fighting. Yeah, that was a rough year. You got to judge a rough year. That was kind of it was almost like we went to prison for the MILF contest that year. We had some girls that were willing to fight. But man, that was fun. For years, it was fun. Like all it was, girls who wanted to participate, having fun, goofing off, occasionally getting into lingerie, singing a song, doing a dance, a talent show, all that stuff. And then the memo. I talked with Tripp. Now, you can keep doing it. I got no problem. But I got to put out a memo in case some of the ladies here at work are uncomfortable. I'm like, well, that ends it. Why? Because if anybody sees a memo that says you can have it, some of the guys are going to take the day off. Like, I remember Doug saying, I'd love to come in for it, but if they're going to give you a day off for being uncomfortable, I'm not doing it.
He was scared of his wife.
No, she wasn't around yet. So that's when I knew we were done, because if the whole sales department just didn't show up, that's a big announcement saying we're all uncomfortable.
Like, you got to show liked up. It, they look bad. If the guys
right.
come
and
in.
Then, yeah, and then the pressure on that was to, you're not uncomfortable with this? And nobody was. They just took a day off. Everybody, and they still ask, are we going to do that again ever? I'm like, no, we can't. The woke world has won a few battles. And maybe it was inappropriate, but the ladies that were doing it loved it. And they were getting trips to Jamaica. You know what I'll never get? You know what I'll never, ever get, but I'm totally willing to try or play along with, is a free trip to Jamaica's hedonism for 7 days. Just because people like looking at my ass. It's never going to happen. Nobody's going to say, man, his ass is amazing. I'd like to give him a free trip somewhere. It's just not going to happen.
I haven't given up that fight yet.
And once again, Brady. Well, don't worry about it. So you keep fighting. You keep fighting that big battle there. You're Sir Edmund Hillary there. You're going to be climbing quite a hill, buddy. The worst part is that this hurts hot women. Once again, hot women are the ones who take the beating on this because they want people to look at their bodies. They like it. And it's the women who don't like being looked at that tell them that it's wrong to look at hot women. Oh, my God, you guys are pigs. I'm like, they want to do it. You're pigs. No, you're the pig. You don't like the mirror. And now you're mad that hot girls are getting attention. So then it turns into a big thing.
They volunteer for it.
I know. I've been a defender of the female hottie for years. I think they get beat up by the – I think they get bullied by big ladies all the time. They get screamed at constantly for not wearing enough clothes, or they call them skin and bones and not a – you can't achieve this look, and they're an unfair representation of femininity. I'm like, I disagree. They are the standard or the goal. There's a reason there's few of them. It's an extraordinary thing to be. Let's celebrate the extraordinary woman. I'm a feminist at heart, Brett. I just want the women that I support to be hot.
Absolutely.
That's it. And not from menopause. Anyway.
No flashing.
Yeah, I don't want hot flashes. I want hot chicks. Give me hot flashes. I've been a supporter of the hot lady for a long time. Long, long time. The hotter the better, I say. I'll march on Washington for the hot models. Could you imagine? Some bald idiot and a bunch of hot models marching on Washington for fair treatment of hot girls. Let us show it off.
I'd support that.
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
And the worst part is as a guy who's, you know, aging, you have to not like it out loud with other people. Like, I've been in mixed groups at the pool in Vegas where me and my buddy, did you see that walk by? We have to act like, you know, we're stealing money from a bank just to enjoy it. Did you see that? Oh, she's disgusting. She's walking around like she's something. Mm, she is something. And the cabana next to us at the Aria was a group of larger, mid-40s women that were furious at this one girl who kept, can she sit down for 5 seconds or is she just going to do this all day? She'd get up and get a drink and go back. And it was fairly spectacular. And we were laughing. Because they were furious. Thing. Oh, God, she's up again. Look, she's up again. She knows everybody's looking. She's disgusting. Nope, you are.
And she was amazing.
You're disgusting, and that's why she's making me mad. Brady, I'm enjoying out of the corner of my eye every time I look over at you, your grimace milkshake.
The grimace.
I don't know what you've got, but it's a purple drink and then a clear. It looks like a
mistake. It's the first time for this one, Sean.
Yeah, why did you take this chance? Don't you have a go-to?
Like a tea? No, I don't. No,
you go to Dunkin' Donuts and just throw it up against the wall.
Try the refresher, the tea, and this is a blueberry pomegranate.
Ugh. And coconut. Oh, God. It's a dare. You're drinking a dare.
It's a tough jungle punch.
Oh, man. Are you going to finish that? I think you should dump it out and get yourself a Coke.
I might do that.
Yeah. Do you get a donut, too?
No.
No? You just go in and get the purple
drink. No, every now I'll get a bagel and cream cheese.
And mix it down with a purple shake?
But I didn't today.
Oh, okay, good. Ugh, good Lord.
I thought you were going to puke when he told you there was coconut in it.
No, when he said coconut. In a drink? In a drink? I have to tell you this, because I took chances last night. Oh, I took chances. I went to Nobu. With television star, international television star Doug Hopkins last night. Real estate guru and television star. People recognize Doug. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
You're that dude that buys crappy houses. And he's like, I do not. He goes, you buy the low ones. This drunk guy's outside. He goes, I buy all houses. You do? And he's like, and then the other guy goes, sell him your house. And he goes, I'm renting. And then they walked away. Doug has this power to make people think that he can just steal your, I will take it home from you if you.
Get away from me.
It was pretty funny. Hey, you're the dude who buys and sells houses. I am. It's just hilarious. So we're at Nobu. Have you been to Nobu, Brady? You need
Not
to
for-
go to Nobu. The food is, it's like tasting things you haven't tasted yet.
Is that the one next to, where is it?
It's in Fashion Square.
Okay, yeah, no.
They built up the end of it. It's across the street from Ocean 44 and all that. So we're there, and it is ridiculous. So everything coming out, spectacular.
It's a whole new world.
Well, I've had a lot of that stuff, but I mean, there's sushi there. We didn't get any sushi because sushi's pretty much anywhere you go is going to be fairly similar.
Yeah.
But they're special stuff. Like when I've taken you to Vegas and we go to the, Yellowtail and stuff like that. And just bring me this. I have the waiter give it. Doug did the exact same thing. Just another one of these. Bring this. Some of it's just mind-blowing. The waitress says, I always like to do that, and Doug did the same thing. He's like, what do you recommend that I didn't mention? And she goes, you got to have this fried snapper thing, right? It's this fish. I don't even know what
I'm
it
in
is.
Already.
It's about,
fried.
I don't know. I know, the fried part was, but it's not like you fried. It's like,
wait a minute.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you're fried is like Raising Cane's. This is like professionally super like clean oil.
The Asian tempura fried?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. No, but it's different. Trust me, you'll go there and you'll be like, oh, that's what frying's supposed to look like. Not deep batter with like fingerprints.
Pancake batter?
Oh, just barely any batter. Just the so she recommends that. So everything's coming out. Everything's amazing. Just unreal. The snapper comes out. It's the whole thing. The meat of the fish is kind of like pulled off and laying on the plate. It's kind of, and the skeleton of the whole fish, head.
I mean,
they stuff the whole thing in the fryer. Eyeballs. And the eyeballs are pretty good size, right?
Sounds like Lely's.
Yeah, yeah. It's authentic stuff, right? Whoa. Yeah, it's that. So it goes in and I'm looking and I'm like, I haven't been disappointed by a single thing. So the waitress says with this snapper thing and the meat on this fish was unreal. Now the meat part's not deep fried. Brady, like,
right.
Anyway, it's fish. I don't even know if I could. Yeah,
you lost him.
What are they? Healthy fish.
So
you lost me at fish skeleton.
Right. So the fish skeleton is edible because their bones in the deep fryer become like it tastes like delicious pork rinds, like eating the bones. So I'm eating the tail. I'm eating the bones, and the waitress says the other day I had this. You can eat the eyes. I'm like, you can, huh? Like the eyeballs, and they come out, and they're.
Did you do one?
I ate an eyeball last night.
Wow.
I ate an eyeball, a snapper eyeball.
What was the texture?
Your fork
like?
Goes, let me explain. It's awkward.
How big is this eyeball, too?
It's about the size of a medium mushroom.
Okay. All right. Well, that's.
Can't really. Like, it's a.
Like a marble?
A good size marble. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. A good
shooter.
A shooter. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The shooter. Right. The good shooter, not the baby. What's a shooter marble? The thump. So, and everybody's daring, like, oh, eat that eyeball, like, ah. But everything was so good. I'm like, how bad could the eyeball be if that girl ate it? So I scoop out the eyeball. You got to scoop it out. It gives a little bit of a gelatinous jiggle, like, oh, I don't live here anymore. Scoop out the eyeball, dipped it in the little, whatever, ponzu, I don't know what it was, some sauce. Take a huge deep breath, pop it in your mouth. And you know what happens to eyeballs when they go right in your mouth? Before you chew, they explode. And how let me tell you this.
How's the lens? Is the lens?
Do you still feel the lens? No, I'm not an optician.
There's no cataracts in there.
I was like,
there's the lens.
This one had macular degeneration. No, I scooped it out. And it hits your mouth. And then the sauce confuses you because it's automatically super wet. Right. And then it just kind of disintegrates when it's in. For some reason, it hit my tongue and just kind of went. Bleh. It would be like if a mushroom melted in your mouth. And the flavor. I got up and just started walking around the restaurant because I had an eyeball in my mouth that was kind of blowing up. I'm like, wah, 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 eating an eyeball. And I'll tell you, it wasn't terrible. I would eat eyeball again.
It sounds terrible.
I am the Jeffrey Dahmer of snapper. I ate the eyeball.
This should be softball compared to the eyeball. Did you do quail eggs, or have you done the quail
I've had
eggs?
Quail eggs before. Not a huge fan of how they tasted. My dad loves them.
That's a weird
It's a texture problem. Too, yeah, I don't like that.
I don't think I've had that.
This was a texture issue.
A week ago.
I knew this texture was. You have never had them before?
No, but, I have, but then they're like, come on, do another one.
Quail eggs are weird because they're kind of crunchy. It's a weird. I don't know how to describe it.
They come out in a little nest.
And it just feels like you're...
They're that big. I mean, they're tiny.
Feels like you're wrecking a family.
It does.
Yeah. It just doesn't... It's not... And for some reason, it's just because it's quail, and their babies are so cute. Like, little chicks are cute. You don't see them running up and down Lincoln. You don't have to dodge them when you're riding bikes. If chickens went by and I saw adorable chicks every day, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to eat chicken anymore. The eyeball was solid. The eyeball was
good. And enough so that you're saying you'd go back
again. We flipped it over to get the other eyeball. And unfortunately, as I dug for it, I broke it, and it kind of yolked out.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I think I'd rather drink Brady's drink over there. This is disgusting.
Oh, on paper.
I'll take a sip now.
On paper, me too. So this is the part of Nobu that's awesome. I got eyeballs in my belly. I'm crushing it. I was, Brett, you loved it at the end. Espresso martini to close.
All right.
Got the beans in it. Oh, this is good stuff. The bill comes and it's a mortgage payment. That's the only difference. It's like I've not seen, you know, it's heavy. So to those of you listening who are like, oh, my God, it's a –
those fish eyes were expensive.
The fish eyes is a – it's a it's a mortgage. I'm not kidding. It's a mortgage payment. But eyeballs. I've never had eyeballs before. Food so good that it made me go, how bad can an eyeball taste if they're preparing it? You know, it's Robert De Niro's place. Huh? You eat my eyeballs, huh? You eat that eyeball? So it was pretty awesome. You need to get there, Brett. Just to support De Niro.
Yeah. Well,
I'll take you there.
All right.
We'll get
right.
The snapper. You eat the eyeball.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You eat the eyeball. It's like being a made man.
Eat the eyeball. You know what? You eat that eyeball, I'll buy you more food. Huh?
Where do you get the nerve to ask me to eat an eyeball?
It was pretty amazing. I'm telling you. And an eyeball in my mouth, that's the first time. 48 years on this planet, almost 49 now. And I've never stuffed an eyeball in my mouth. Ever. And Doug Hopkins, by the way, Doug Hopkins, real estate and international television star Doug Hopkins, pees like a 12-year-old girl. He's got five times. The guy
hands
can't
down to the knees.
No, I didn't see that part. I don't know if he actually urinates like a 5-year-old girl. I'm saying every 5 seconds, like, I gotta pee, and he gets up and goes to the bathroom. I've never seen somebody have to pee so much in my life. He's a grown man, for God's sakes. And I told him it's a going problem and a growing problem. Like, you can't stop. And then people get mad because I don't have to pee all the time. He pees all the time. It's pretty amazing. But
Brett, one of your guys went down. Lord of the Pies.
You have a
Bruno
food
DeFabio. He's a Food Network personality. Had a program on there, but he is doing, it looks like, 30 days. Only 30 days in prison.
Oh.
But he didn't. He's got a couple of restaurants in Connecticut, and he wasn't paying taxes. $800,000.
Wow. You're right.
Allegedly.
Right. I'm learning. I'm learning.
$800,000 worth of income.
Allegedly.
I don't know, paying taxes.
And he had two of his buddies that were doing the books. They're doing a little bit longer.
I paid more at Nobu than I did taxes, I'll tell you that.
Lord of the Pies.
Unreal.
Lord of the Pies.
So good.
You know what? We're going to close Lord of the Pies for a little while.
I'll have pepperoni and you guys got snapper eyeball for a topping?
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you. You get that first yellowtail sashimi and you're like, wow. This is incredible. And then you eat a couple more plates of things, and you're like, this is just ridiculous culinary brilliance.
Now, are the sauces helping? Like, there's different
with the eyes?
Types? Just anything. I mean, like, different types of sauces coming out at Nobu? Or
oh,
is it
sure.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. You get some choices, but you don't need them. And then there's always something, you know, like, they always have it in something. Like, most of that stuff is real. And it's super thin. Like, it's not, like, heavy. Like, we ate a lot, and I was full, but I'm not. Normally, on a day like that, I'd be like, oh, God, I feel. But it's not. Man, it was good. But again, I'm warning you. I'm telling you how good it is. Mortgage payment. At the end of the day, you're like, what did we do?
So after dinner, you need to sell your house to Doug Hopkins.
Yeah, and that's what he did. And he's like, well. And
all right, who needs a
Doug's
bill?
Like, hey, I'm not paying for this. I'm like, Doug, what? I go, yep, well, you could do. Here's a fair cash offer for your half of the meal. I'm like, God damn it, Doug.
He leaves a deed.
I said to him, can I borrow that $5,000 Doug Hopkins guarantee to cover half of this meal? No, it's. But you know what? At the end, you're like, it's worth it because it's a. It's a culinary experience. It is like you're not getting this from a lot of other places. It's a top fiver for sure for me. It was good.
Really. What does the eyeball taste like? Is it? Don't tell me chicken because that's what everybody describes everything like.
You know what the funny thing was? The snapper itself tasted like the best chicken I've ever had.
Really?
Which is weird. It's like this is. I knew it wasn't chicken, but I'm like that. If that was chicken, it would be the best chicken I ever had. So not like rotisserie, but like just the eyeball tasted. It had like a sweetness to it, but I think that was more the sauce I dipped it in, or the little juice. It had almost a mushroom type flavor, but then it was real sweet.
The retina was minty.
Yeah. Yeah. Brady wants to break it down. Like, he wants to do LASIK surgery on this. It was basically just, and I popped it.
And then I get to the optic nerve?
It was the, it's the first time you ever eat an oyster. It had oyster quality. Like, if an oyster.
Slide down.
Yeah, you could just gulp it. But it was good size, so you got to give it a little. But the second it hit my mouth, it kind of went, kind of just opened. Big fish eyeball. And you know they go way down. Like, fish eyes look like they just barely stick out of the face. Uh-uh. They're way in there, man. You got to get a melon ball and get that thing out of there.
Oh. Which one was it? Was the Indiana Jones where he plucks the sheep eye out?
Yeah.
Oh, and the monkey brains and everything else they had?
Yeah, we didn't have that. The lady at Nobu offered. Actually, there was a very strangely,
my two favorites.
Strangely dressed woman that came by. Hey, I got some monkey brains. Who's interested, huh? Want some brains? You going to eat my brains? All right. Thank you, ma'am. It was great. So, thanks to Doug and his lady friend, Joy. We had a good time. It was fun. But Nobu was great. Amazing.
I also had a first.
Oh, boy.
Kirby's. It's not, I mean, not as elaborate.
Oh, the tomato pants happened.
No.
Nope. She's a woman.
No, it's her dinner, flower. John. We're talking dinner stuff.
Oh. Why didn't you use that for...
tomato biscuits.
Brady's daughter made tomato biscuits for the first time as a woman. Sorry, I got real confused. Go on.
You know, every now and then I get these articles that say, hey, the top five cheeseburgers are right now to...
Sure. You and you only get those articles.
Yeah. Well, there's this one on there, and it said number one was Mr. Beast.
Okay.
Like, what is Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Kirby comes in like, oh, that's a video gamer.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Beast is awesome. I thought it was a restaurant. Yeah, Mr. Beast is great. Yeah. He gives things away.
Dude has a cheeseburger.
He does.
And you can get it here in Phoenix. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. They do it out of the – it's kind of like the Ghifieri.
No, it's not because
it's
good.
Different because it's – I mean, it's a ghost kitchen, so – they're available all over. The guy was talking about how good this burger was. So we ordered the Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Through the it's through a website. It's not even DoorDash. It's pretty good.
You just spent all that time to tell us something that was average?
What wasn't average were the fries were bad.
That build up to tell us, man, I had an average meal. Brady, I ate an eyeball yesterday. That's a story.
Well,
I had a burger that was satisfactory. It's not a story. Mr. Beast is a story. That guy buys used car lots. He buys the whole lot and then sells it to people. Sells cars for like $10 and $12 to see if he can get rid of the whole lot.
What?
Yeah, people come in to look for cars.
Delivered.
It's amazing. Well, no.
Go pick it up.
Well, how do you know? Maybe it's just
I didn't
just
know.
Effort.
That's why I found out.
Well, you haven't done it the other way. You can't get a
suggestion. I know it'll be better.
Is this
well,
it?
Because it was a...
It's a burger.
That's it. I had the Beast style.
So your YouTube...
Did you get Kirby triple?
Kirby had the Chandler style.
Your YouTube celebrity delivery burger from a ghost kitchen, average.
Well, no, yes, because.
You better embellish.
The burger was good,
yeah.
But it would have been better if you went there and picked it up. The problem
you
is.
You think.
Know, oh, I know it would.
Maybe.
Because it probably had 10 minutes of delivery time. Yeah. You know how stuff doesn't hold up.
But I get it.
I'll tell you what, don't get the Kirby wanted she said the chocolate chip cookie. They put this thing up there. It was the size of a Chip Ahoy, and it was like $2.50.
Yeah,
$2.50.
Wow.
Either that or the guy dipped in and.
Now, when you're at Nobu and you mention a chocolate chip at $2.50, there's no decimal.
That's not.
There's no $2.50 is legitimately $2.50. It's a $250 chocolate chip.
Then don't go to Nobu.
Don't go to Nobu if you're like, is it expensive? If you're one of those people that Yelps reviews of like the prices, first off, stop Yelping about prices. That's your problem. That's not the restaurant's issue. That
what you get and what you pay for God's.
You weren't ready to go eat out. You need to stay at home and. And you know
how does it compare to the prices at Mr. Beast?
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know. We should be comparing these two things because yours sounds like a trailer park, and mine is the Taj Mahal. I'm not real sure. You had a Mr. Beast burger. Yeah, and also another thing, I'll tell you: don't take your goddamn kids to Nobu. They won't appreciate it, and it's not for them. That's why the prices are high at places like that to keep families away. I don't think people realize that. That is designed specifically to have high end food, to have prices so high that you won't feed your kids. People know I'm not going to spend that on my kids, which is great. And then I look around sometimes and I see people with their kids. I'm like, what in the world? Don't take your kids. They're not welcome. Adults only. Man, oh man, good stuff. I would go back like immediately.
Is this up with Cereo?
I told the story of Cereo.
Did you?
to the table last night?
Yeah.
How you and I actually thought our smelled like a delicious restaurant we would visit. I didn't want to flush.
Amazing.
I didn't. Yeah. That meal was unreal. That Brett and I both said my next day's maturds smelled like delicious Cereo food.
We're texting each other about it.
Yeah, we immediately like I can't get over how amazing the bathroom smells right now because Cereo. I haven't had Nobu.
Maybe that's why it closed.
Because the people were eating their own feces.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
They were going in for leftovers.
We got a problem going on here.
You want to go get a doggy bag?
No, I'll just put it in the toilet. No, I'll go after it again. I haven't had Nobu come out of me yet.
Okay.
So when the eyeball comes out, if I see it, first of all, if my poop has eyes.
Staring right at you.
I'll photograph that and send it to you boys. That's a bad movie. His poop has eyes. But, yeah, it was pretty remarkable. Unlike, you know, Mr. Beast, the story of Brady's Mr. Beast. You're giving Toledo a run for his money with that story. Wow, that was toast-worthy. Guy just told the story about eating a giant eyeball, having a pop in his mouth.
I had a burger last night that was beyond satisfaction, but not overwhelming.
Thanks. What a story.
So you wouldn't put it in your top 5 burgers in the Valley, then?
No. No. Wouldn't put it in the top 100. But I thought I'd share with you the very average meal I ate yesterday.
Very average. Mr. Beast is kind of a gimmicky guy. You get excited about that stuff. It makes sense.
It's definitely better than any other. Like if you were to do the same thing on a delivered burger.
We're still going to keep reviewing this thing, which is just average.
It looks like 5 Guys.
Yeah. It's an average burger. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I had salad and go last night.
Just in case that?
It was delicious.
Which one did you go with?
I went with the Cobb salad, the
That's
chicken
That's a good
Cobb.
One. That's a good one.
You guys have great stories. Glad. I didn't realize that mine blended like yours.
I didn't want Brady to one up me.
I thought for sure my story had legs. I didn't realize that it would spark this nonsense to chop the legs right off.
I didn't want
to
get one up.
How could you? If you can't one-up that story, Brett.
You just tried to top it. It didn't work.
You're that guy that says, hey, I've been to Salad and Go, and I'll do anything I can to start a new conversation. So, yeah, that's better than this. I'll talk Salad and Go with this idiot, and then I'm going to try to leave. Wow. Okay. Well, thanks to both of you. That's great stuff. Find out in a little bit which is Brady's favorite cracker. We'll do that after the break. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800.
For soup or just eating?
No, Brady, I was kidding. Not really thinking about this. 585-9800, a good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.